A recent report finds Syracuse and Onondaga County suffer from hyper-segregation, where minorities are mostly confined to a few low-income neighborhoods. We get more from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
A practice of only placing affordable housing in low-income neighborhoods, combined with the fact that few landlords outside those blocks are willing to accept housing vouchers, has resulted in Syracuse being one of the most segregated cities in the country. CNY Fair Housing recently published a report on the issue. Sally Santangelo is the executive director.
So as long as we keep having this pattern reoccurring for decades and generations, you know, we're not going to see, you know, really address the issues of what difficult issue of, you know, the fact that we have one of the poorest communities in Syracuse, one of the poorest communities in the country, and highest child poverty rates in the country.
The Brookings Institution has placed Syracuse ninth in the nation for worst segregation. CNY Fair Housing finds a vast majority of African American and Hispanic residents in Syracuse are concentrated in the near west side or near east side neighborhoods. The city's minority white residents cover most of the rest of the city. The rest of Onondaga County is predominantly white. Santangelo says having high concentrations of poverty has ripple effects on education and job opportunities because there's less mixing of wealth classes. The report recommends a countywide affordable housing plan and new laws against housing discrimination. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.